This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in about 8 minutes, 9 minutes here, we're going to have an open conversation with Pastor Greg Locke from Global Vision Bible Church in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. And I just want to have an open conversation concerning some of the things, well, maybe I didn't get to when I was talking to Mario Murillo. And basically what I want to do is I want to cover where it is in Scripture where we're supposed to put man in the place of Christ in any sense of the word. Now, as I've said to you before, and I say again, as Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, when he was asked, are you an aristocrat or are you a Democrat? He said, I'm neither. He said, I'm a Christocrat. I want to say this. I am for the law, for the record. I am for the law, not for my favorite unconstitutional party, okay? We were warned by George Washington. We were warned by John Adams to beware of the party spirit. Just for the record, again, it's important people understand the stance that we're taking here. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, okay? So with that said, we're going to be talking to Pastor Greg Locke about these very issues, okay? There's pros and cons to all of this, friends. There really is. I like to say it this way, putting it all in a nutshell for you. The bottom line is this. When they do the right thing, constitutionally, based on common law, the Mosaic Institution, which that is our form of government in this country, when they do the right thing, I'll stand with them 100%. If they do the wrong thing, I'll be the first one to stand against them. That's what Christians do, okay? And I want to make sure that we stand on that same ground as the body of Christ in America. And I'm talking to the church. I'm not talking to the counterfeits. I'm talking to the real Christians, those that practice what they preach. Not the hearers only who deceive themselves, friends. I'm talking about those that practice what they preach and lining that up with Scripture. Find that out in James 2:14 through 26. You guys all know the parable, the analogy. Well, it's true, though. It really is. When I ask the question, you pick the next world leader. And then what I do is I give you the characteristics of candidate A, candidate B, candidate C. And it's interesting how they paint the guys, the powers that are tolerated, because remember, the President of the United States back in the 30s, Theodore Roosevelt, said, presidents are selected. They're not elected. He's also the same guy that said, if there's anything that happens in politics, you can bet it was planned that way. Okay? Now, going back to Theodore Roosevelt, he was one of the candidates concerning A, B, and C here. And it's interesting how they painted him out to be kind of, well, a crooked politician. He had two mistresses, he chain smokes, drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. That's candidate A, right? Candidate B just happens to be Winston Churchill. He was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, and used opium in college, and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening. You guys know this. You've heard this before on the show. And then candidate C, we're talking about Adolf Hitler. How'd they put him up? Because he wanted himself to be the dictator. He wanted to play God. Put that up against Isaiah 14 when you get a moment, just like Satan. And what did he do? He put himself up as the good guy to the people, back in the 1930s. Him, his Third Reich, and the Gestapo, and the such. And we all know the history of that. But how did they put up Adolf Hitler? He was a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke. He drinks an occasional beer and has never had any extramarital affairs. Well, if most people look at the characteristics of these three candidates, obviously everybody's going to vote for candidate C, and that just happened to be Adolf Hitler. Now, if we knew who Adolf Hitler really was, do you think the people in Germany would have tolerated an Adolf Hitler? Absolutely not. And by the way, a little history lesson for you. Did you know that less than 3% of the population in Germany actually supported Adolf Hitler? Hindenburg put him in power, and Adolf Hitler began to kill off his opposition. That's how he took the reins of Germany. And again, we know the rest of history. Now, let me say this. When we look in Scripture, we can clearly see what it tells us. In the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, verse 8, chapter 8, verse 7. And I thought throughout this, from Genesis all the way to Revelations, concerning if there's anything that I can fill in. And hopefully Pastor Greg can fill in some of my questions that I have for him. But it's interesting that the people wanted a king, and the Lord didn't want them to have a king. And do you remember in 1 Samuel 8, 7, the Lord said unto Samuel, this is the King James Version, listen carefully unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee. This is the Lord saying this to Samuel. For they have not rejected you, they rejected me. I don't know about you, but that gets me. It really does. That I should not reign over them. The history of America, friends, is we have no king but King Jesus. And when we look at the Supremacy Clause in Article 6, Section 2, understanding that's based on the Mosaic Institution, guess what, friends? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, is king. He'll always be king, regardless if we acknowledge him or not. But the last thing I want to see is the last thing I want to see in the church in America today is for people, namely the body of Christ, to put a man in the place of Jesus Christ. Okay? Because it still comes to this, no king but King Jesus. Now let's go to 1 Kings. Let's go to 2 Kings. I think about all the kings. There was good, there was the bad, and there was the ugly, right? We know that. That's what the Bible teaches. And there was a bloodline that they would fall into the incumbency concerning the kingship over those people. But the fact of the matter is, you can rest assured, the kings, a good portion of them, sold themselves as the people's man. He told them what they wanted to hear. That's how he took reign over them. Right? It's interesting when you look at Jeremiah, the first thing he was appointed to do is basically go to that country and tell them to repent for their sins. Where did he go? He went to the kings in the priest's gate. Who did he rebuke? The kings and the church. First, the church. Because if the church is called to be the moral compass of society, and we see corruption in government, I want to tell you something first and foremost, friends. It first starts with the church. That's why we have corruption in government. So therefore, we have to take responsibility before God and right the wrongs after we repent before the living God. Now, I'm saying this for the very purpose. There were good kings. There were bad kings, but the kings were supposed to show allegiance to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Just go to 1 Kings 8 and ask Solomon. It's a great chapter. It's one of my favorite chapters. It covers so much in just that one chapter. And then we come up to what? We come up to 1 Kings 18, and then we begin to look at what it all culminates to. It got to the point where the Lord said, they've done evil in my sight. And then here comes none other than Elijah, looking for the king, corrupt Ahab, and his corrupt wife Jezebel. And he told him, as the king called him the troubler of Israel, Elijah told him, I'm not the troubler, you are. You are the one that forgot your father's commandments. And what happened? God showed himself through fire, destroying the false prophets. Let's go on to the next segment. We got Pastor Greg Locke coming up with us next.
To set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to know who we are, what it is that we have done, and what it is that we are doing, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles there. Standing in strong and stark contrast to the lying CIA-controlled media, which 94% of us don't believe. At least we declare that, right? If you want to go over there, friends, please subscribe. In case we get banned again and they pull another platform, subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto the video platform that we have right now. Join us on Top Chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Click onto the video right up on the top there. As you click onto it, go to the right side, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, we have with us right now Pastor Greg Locke. He's got a pretty big social media platform, which is kind of cool. And I've seen him kind of, I've seen him every once in a while, he'll just kind of pop up in front of me, and I'll check out one of his videos here and there and here. And I thought, well, you know what? Greg seems like a really, he seems like a pretty cool guy. He really does. And I agree with a lot of what Greg is doing. And then all of a sudden, I seen a video. And this video is what I want to talk to Pastor Greg about. And the last thing I want to do, Pastor Greg, is put you in a corner and try to get you on the radio in 133 cities. I'm not going to do that, I promise. I just want to talk about putting man in the place of Christ. That's all I want to talk about. First and foremost, thank you, Pastor Greg Locke, for joining us today. He's the pastor at Global Vision Bible Church in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. What say you today, my friend? How are you?
I am doing great, my friend. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you too as well. What I want to do is, what I want to first cover is this, because I see so much of this in the body of Christ today. And I see where Well, I don't want to say too much, but what I want to do is I want to kind of get you to be, let's say this, you're the voice of the American church. Just play along with me for a couple minutes, if you wouldn't mind. Mm-hmm. You're the voice of the American church. And what I want to ask you is I want to ask you where the Bible stands on some of the issues that Americans are dealing with today, especially the up and comings. I mean, after all, when you look at Ezekiel 44:23, it tells us that we're to make distinction between the holy and the defiled. When you go to Malachi 2:6, the law of truth is to be in our mouths. It's just that simple. We're called to be the light of the world. We're not called to be the church to fraternize or to, sell out the church. You get the point. So I just want to ask you, what is your stance on abortion, Pastor Greg Locke?
Well, my stance is it's absolutely 100% murder, and I'm ashamed that other pastors won't stand up and lead their flocks to not only believe the same, but to, courageously and boldly speak out the same. I mean, there's no way in the world. Okay, I don't know a lot about your program. I'm just kind of jumping on the back end here, but I just kind of say what needs to be said and never really ask permission. But, it's a shame that you have so many people that call themselves Bible believers that have no trouble going into a booth and voting for a guy that believes in butchering babies. You can't have it both ways. There's no way. This is the Holocaust of the world, and the fact that the church has been so silent on it, it's deafening, and I believe it's sickening to the heart of God.
I spent some time with D. James Kennedy before he passed away at Coral Ridge Ministries, and it was interesting, Greg, because before I could even leave, he literally hung on to me for 3 hours, so I obliged him, and of course, I'm being funny. I felt so blessed that he was taking the time for me. And he had a bunch of church pastors, overseers on a global basis come to his church for some sort of meeting they were having there in Florida. And he said, Bradley, he goes, my church at that time was being protested by a bunch of homosexuals that wanted to basically normalize gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. And he said a guy came up to him, Greg, and he said to him, Dr. Kennedy, he goes, I'm just curious, why is your church being protested? And Dr. Kennedy, in his spiritual wisdom, said to him, why isn't your church being protested? And the fact of the matter is the church has failed to understand that they're called to be the Protestants, the Protestants. We're called to be the light that protests against the darkness, Ephesians 5:13. Now, with that said, it's interesting to note as well, he said to me before I left, he looked at me and he said, Bradley, at one point I had to look at the camera because he preaches to the world still on a global basis, 7 days a week. And how many years has he been gone now? 13 years. And he said, Bradley, I had to point my finger at the church, at the camera, and say, today, over 300,000 pulpits are going to remain silent in the face of 3,000 to 4,000 babies being murdered in the womb. Mm-hmm. And when I thought about that, he went on and he said, Bradley, the greatest advocate to the abortion industry in this country is the silent church. When they should protest, what do? They come out, they make themselves cowards, and they shut their mouths rather than opening their mouths. So we're in total agreement there. So let me ask you the next question. You're the spokesperson for the church right now on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. You're just playing along with me right now. What does Scripture tell us about sodomy, homosexuality?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of preachers that are afraid to use that word, but I mean, the Bible calls it what it is. It's sodomy, the sodomites, and there's never anything good, favorable or positive that God has to say about it, regardless of what the Supreme Court says, in 2015, 2016. Yep. I even said it then. I was watching a video a while back, and I told folks, look, I'm not a prophet nor son of a prophet, but I told them, I said, this has opened Pandora's box, and you wait, the pedophiles are going to come out in full force in a few years, and they laughed at me. And I said, it's right there on YouTube, and now they've come out because we're trying to redefine something that God has plainly and clearly defined in the Bible. And the preachers are like, well, we got to love people. Yeah, we love people. There's a difference between acceptance and approval. I'll accept where people are, but we love them too much to let them stay that way. That doesn't mean we're going to approve of your evil and of your nonsense. And so we have to reprove it. And because the pulpits have been silent, we have this mealy-mouthed, lukewarm, half-baked Christianity. And so when a guy like me or a guy like you stands up and actually says something, everybody freaks out because they haven't been hearing it from the sources from which they should be hearing it. But they're going to have to keep freaking out because
that's
they're not
right.
playing their game.
You know, I got to tell you this, Greg, is the fact of the matter is I've done about 364 high schools in 25 different states, and they've done the mainstream media has done more than just freak out about me. I don't care if it's been the New York Times, it's been, you know, CNN, it's been, you know, you name it. The mainstream media hit me. I remember there were times where I would go into a public school, do the assembly while I was educating them, not indoctrinating them. And it was interesting. Yeah. I'd be on the page, the front page of three different states that were hooked together, and they wanted to do everything in their power to demonize me. And people don't realize that that's real Christianity and standing against the darkness. And I wanted to kind of piggyback as to what you were just saying a moment ago, Greg, you know, about loving them enough to tell them the truth. It's interesting how they call us haters, but hate doesn't tell the truth. The love does that. Love tells the truth.
Yes.
Okay, so you're the spokesperson for the church again, and I'm asking you another question. So what do you think of foreign invasion? What do you think of these Muslims that want to come into America, people coming in from the southern border? They're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer, and I'm not making that up. That's what they're saying. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I tell people there are some of the biggest enemies to the United States, some of the biggest enemies that we're facing. Of the top three, the Islamic invasion is one of them. And people can say what they want to. If you read prophetically in the Bible, I'm convinced, you know, as far as my eschatology is concerned, that Islam is going to play a major role in the persecution of believers and the world in the end times. There's only one group of people in the world that's, you know, comfortable with chopping people's heads off. Okay, and it ain't Catholics. Okay, we know who it is. It's Islam. And they are trying to assimilate, and they're trying to raise up an army of people. And folks can say what they want. They want to use the race card. Okay, Islam is not a racial situation. It's a religious situation. There's a lot of white Muslims that have been indoctrinated by some nonsense. You know, one of our guys called us last night from prison. He's like, Pastor, I got to get out of here. He's like, man, I'm praying, and I'm reading the Bible, and I'm growing in here, and I thank God for it. He said, but, man, Islam has taken over every corridor of this place. And so it is. It's a huge, huge fear-based religion, and it is not a friend to America. It is our enemy 100%.
Have you been paying attention to the spiritual, you know, learning the spiritual lessons, how God is not mocked for whatever a man sows, that he shall also reap in Galatians 6:7? It's interesting. Americans are scared to death of these people that want to behead them, but for some reason or another, the American people have given a pass to those that dissect babies, that where they put saline in their bodies, where they cut their heads off, where they harvest their body parts. And by the way, our senators know all of this, and they protect the like of Planned Parenthood. And the American people haven't figured out, wait a second, they want to do that to us, but look at this spiritual lesson that we should be paying attention to, because it's going to happen to us if we don't put a stop to abortion in the first place. And by the way, judgment upon a wicked nation is the mercy of God, Isaiah 26, verse 9. And I think we have forgotten that. So I'm going to ask you one more question. When I bring you back in, I got Pastor Greg Locke, friends. I'm going to play a piece that you had put out there, okay, Greg? And again, I'm not setting you up. I just want you to know what I'm going to be talking about in just a moment, okay? Because at the end of this, I hope it's redemptive, and I hope I have a friend in Greg Locke, okay, just for the record.
Yeah.
One more question. What about children being raised up by the federal government illegally through a violation of the Bill of Rights, the 10th Amendment? What do you think of what's going on in public schools?
Well, all of our kids are homeschooled, so if that tells you anything, we pull them all out, because I think the worst thing about schools is they went public.
Amen. Folks, we got Pastor Greg Locke, open conversation. We're going to come right back. Got a hard break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is threatening to veto a defense spending bill unless it repeals a federal law that protects social media sites from liability over their content. The president on Twitter saying Section 230 is a serious threat to our national security and election integrity. Asked if the president was serious about this, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says,
"Yes, the president is serious about it. And I noted, you know, when you have other world leaders that are making calls for genocide and Twitter not finding that worthy of flagging or blocking, there are real grave concerns here, and the president stands by that."
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying on the Senate floor it's time to set partisanship aside and get a deal done on a new coronavirus stimulus package. Negotiations have been stalled for months. And you're listening to USA Radio News. While many retailers struggle this holiday season, one is able to give back.
Kohl's is donating $5 million in grants to nonprofit organizations across the country. It's part of the company's A Community with Heart program, where associates nominate nonprofits that make a difference for families in their communities. More than 100 nonprofits across 49 states will receive grants ranging from $10,000 to $100,000. Their website has a map and the list of recipients. The donations are made possible through the retailer's philanthropic program, Kohl's Cares, which sells children's books and toys and donates 100% of the net profit to charitable organizations nationwide. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Greg Revel is Kohl's chief marketing officer. He says they're proud of their associates and their commitment to the communities they serve. The Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting ceremony is still going on tonight in New York City, despite the coronavirus. There will be no crowds and it will be a TV-only special. USA Radio News.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace at participating stores.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're having an open conversation with my friend Greg Locke, Pastor Greg Locke, out of Mount Juliet, Tennessee. And I want to play a little bit of audio that I caught on social media, and I want to play that, and I'm going to get your thoughts in just a moment. Greg, go ahead and play that.
Hey, guys, Pastor Greg Locke here. Let me be very plain about something. I am not going to abandon President Trump. All these people saying, well, the ship's going down, you better get off while you can. Absolutely not. This man has done nothing short than give his entire life, his fortune, his safety, and his family for the betterment of this nation. He has spent 4 years making America great again, and I'm convinced he's still going to spend 4 more years making America great again. This man has stood up for America first. He stood up for Israel. He stood up for the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, for our church, giving evangelicals the greatest Christian voice we've ever had in the history of this nation. And you want me to be disloyal to a man that has done nothing but be loyal to the American people? Not on your life. I'm a pastor, and I approve this message. I serve Jesus Christ, but I honor, pray for, and respect President Donald J. Trump.
Okay, cool. So, Pastor Greg Locke, this is what I want to do now. I just want to throw some things at you that you might not know. Okay, and in all fairness, I'm going to go one more segment with you, and if you want to take the last segment and say anything, you go ahead. I will give it all to you just out of respect, okay, because I want you to know my heart and what I'm trying to do here. What I'm trying to see and understand is why the church in America has put Donald Trump on such a pedestal. And what you look at and what you see is the professors, 86% of Americans that call themselves Christians, they know more about politics and in defense of Donald Trump than they know scripture in defending the gospel. And the reason I say that is because the first question that I asked you concerning what is your thoughts about abortion, and you were right. It's abominable. This is incredible. This is a genocide. There's no question about it. According to CNS News, okay, this is February 9th. This was, you didn't have to dig too far, but you had to dig a little bit to find this. In a budget deal, GOP and Trump fully funded Planned Parenthood. This is February 9th, 2018. And he said, this is what it says, CNS News, despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, President Donald Trump signed a budget Friday, which passed by the Republican-led Congress that fully funds the nation's largest abortion provider. And one more. Back in June, the Washington Times, now I know it's the mainstream media, but every once in a while, Greg, they blurt the truth out in their confusion, okay? And it's exactly what they did. We all were led to believe that Barack Hussein Obama was the absolute worst. Absolutely he was. He's a foreigner. He's a sodomite. He had a criminal administration. As a matter of fact, he transgressed the Constitution 1,168 times. And believe it or not, Greg, not one representative in the United States of America drew up the Articles of Impeachment, Article 2, Section 4. Not a one. And what's interesting is the 142 days that he was a representative in Illinois, Barack Obama voted 242 times to make sure babies were murdered before they could get out alive. He voted twice to make sure that there was a, they call them doctors now, right? A second doctor inside of that abortion clinic to make sure that if the baby came out, the baby would be snuffed out. Everybody looks at him like he was a monster. He funded Planned Parenthood to the equivalent of $500 million. According to the Washington Times, just in June, Donald Trump actually added $100 million to the pot. So it's now $600 million that is going to Planned Parenthood. And they were talking about how more abortions are being done in the United States ever in the history of mankind. But the media plays up Donald Trump from him and Mike Pence that they're the most pro-life presidents and vice presidents in the history of mankind. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the actual numbers, I wouldn't know what they are. I do believe that he's had much more of a change of heart over the last couple of years, regardless maybe what some of those articles or bills are saying, because now he's to a place where he's like, look, I want to go for a fully defunding of Planned Parenthood. And whether that's, you know, him, whether that's Mike Pence, I still think one of the reasons evangelicals stand behind him is because even apart from the abortion issue, which to me is a single voter issue, you have the idea that he really is giving conservatism and Christianity and evangelicals a voice that we've never had. And I tell people the reason I mix religion and politics or Jesus and politics is because if I don't call out corrupt politics, I'm not going to have a platform from which to preach about Jesus. And so I think the first part of the question is that's why many of us gravitate towards him. Secondarily, I do believe he's had more of a change of heart. I do believe he's pro-life. There was a time that Ivanka wasn't nearly as pro-life as she is now, but I think through his discipleship and his mentoring of a lot of these faith-based evangelical leaders that he surrounded himself with, I think he's starting to see a little bit more clearly the importance of this issue of abortion, if that makes sense. So I'm not real sure about, you know, those articles. Obviously, they're there, and you read them. There's the statistics, but I do believe he's going to go for a full defunding of Planned Parenthood in his second term.
Okay, I just want to make sure that the Bible says clearly, it says, out of the mouth of two or three, let it be established word. That's why I'm making two references, okay? Just to play it safe on my end concerning the information that I am bringing. Okay, so the second thing that I asked you, Pastor Greg Locke, was about sodomy, homosexuality. Did you know that in every state in our union, all 50 states, do you know that they're called crimes against nature? And to commit the act of sodomy, did you know that it carries it's a felony? It's a felony in the United States of America. And it's interesting how back in Rhode Island in 1961, if you were caught in the act of sodomy, you'd go to prison for 21 years. Now you're a bigot and you're a hater. But what I want to do is I just want to bring you over to Donald Trump. Because you know as well as I do, Trump names the first openly gay person to a cabinet-level position. And that guy just happens to be Richard Grenell. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's definitely an area that he and I would not be playing the same game of ball, as it were, because, you know, I'm not going to agree with him on the whole homosexual agenda. That's a political move. I'm fully convinced. I think most politicians feel like they've been backed into a corner and there's no way, you know, come hell or high water that they're ever going to get voted in. They think if they turn against the voter base of the homosexuals, which is a very, very small voter base.
That's right. That's right.
Percentage.
That's
at
right.
At the end of the day. And so he and I would, you know, definitely and desperately disagree on that. I just think it's a political move, the wrong one. But at the end of the day, that's all it is. That's
how would that appeal to the church base, though? Is that not like leading the way into basically poison the flock? Because when you look at that, you can also see, according to the mainstream media, again, blurting out the truth in their confusion, they actually came out with a piece where Donald Trump is doing his best to decriminalize sodomy on a global basis. And I didn't know that Donald Trump was the president of the world. And if you look at the Constitution, based on the Word of God, the Word of God is the standard. And when you make reference to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, the purpose of government isn't to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their image, and whatever Donald says goes, or whatever Donald doesn't want to go, it doesn't go. We're all ruled by law. It's called the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2. We are a people that receive our rights from God. Those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. And if you look at the preamble, my friend, you'll see that we the people are the government in this country. Why are we allowing less than 545 individuals that call themselves Christians, but act, for a good portion of them, they act more like the devil than they do Christians every step of the way? Jesus said in 1 John 2:4, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And we're also supposed to judge them by their fruits, right, Greg? Matthew 7:16.
Yep.
And yet what we do is we take these politicians and we listen to what they say rather than judging them the way that the Lord told us to judge them, and that's by what they produce. So with that one, let me go to the third one. I asked you the question about foreign invasion. What are your thoughts about foreign invasion? Now, Greg, I want to ask you the question again. Do you know who Tom Fitton is, his organization, Judicial Watch?
I know of him. Yeah, I don't know him personally.
Okay, cool. Just dropping some information on you that you may not have known. Okay, my friend? Judicial Watch reported Trump is aiding and abetting terror-tied Muslim organizations times three of that of Barack Hussein Obama in America by dumping tens of millions of dollars into those organizations, not without, but within America. What are your thoughts to that?
Yeah, so interesting for sure, but, you know, people say, well, you don't want to vote between, you know, two evils, the lesser of two evils. At this point, I mean, you got Joe Biden and you got Donald Trump, you're always going to be voting between the lesser of two evils. If you're voting for you and me, you're going to be voting for the lesser of two evils. And even if there is, you know, some dominance of truth in that particular, you know, dropping, and I'm sure that there is, I am fully convinced that under a Biden-Harris administration, we would be full-blown Islamically invaded, if you will. And the money that they would be pumping into, you know, from the administration into Islam would be unbelievably sized percentage-wise more than what Donald Trump has or is. And, you know, I do find that interesting because most everybody thinks that he hates the world of Islam. And everybody talks about his Muslim ban, his Muslim ban, his Muslim ban. And
yeah,
so that's what you hear. And so you really don't hear a lot about any credibility as far as him, you know, really bowing down to the Islamic world. Whereas, you know, I'm convinced that both Obama did and Biden certainly would. So, very interesting, you know, moving forward, you know.
I'm dropping stuff on our friend, Pastor Greg Locke, that he may not be made aware of. That's all I'm doing right now, is because we see, and I'm asking Greg to play the spokesman for the church. He's got a great social following. He really does. I'm not trying to put him in a corner to say, I gotcha. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying, listen, look what happens when we nudge away from no king but King Jesus, Greg. When you look at the foundations of our country, how did it start out? The flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus. They threw off a tyrant. Read 3/4 of the Declaration of Independence. They threw off that tyrant across the sea, and they came up with a national slogan, rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Now, I'm not talking about rebellion towards good government. No. I am for good government because God established good government. 1825, go to the chapter, a book, 18... I'm sorry, Exodus 18:25. You can go to 18:21 as well. In Deuteronomy 17, we can see the guidelines of what a king or a president, in this case, the U.S. Constitution, because no title of nobility has been granted to our representative governments and our limited government. But this is what I wanted to add there. It's interesting because you said the lesser of two evils, Greg. You know, Charles Spurgeon said, between the lesser of two evils, he said, choose neither. And when you put that up against Scripture, 2 Chronicles 19:2, it's a big no-no to help advocate or help along those that are those that are at war with God. But I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you more airtime. And if you got any questions, I want you to throw them at me too. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, talking to Pastor Greg Locke. Open conversation. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We have our friend Pastor Greg Locke online with him right now, friends, and I'm just kind of dropping some information on him that he may have not known, and I'm just getting his feedback, and I know that you're a strong Donald Trump supporter, and again, I just wanted to basically put it in scope of Scripture and hold to that, because again, the Bible says that we're, you know, we contend for the faith in Jude 1:3, and then if we go to Philippians 1:17, it talks about how we're in the defense of the gospel, and what I see is I see people trying to defend Donald Trump and what he's doing wrong, and they know all that language, but yet when it comes to Scripture, they don't know the Scripture. As a matter of fact, they'll attack Christians that are actually telling them the truth. So I'm dropping some of these questions on Greg Locke right now. And so just to keep going forward here, this is the final segment. I totally appreciate your time. The last thing that I asked you, Greg, was about raising up your children. The Bible's clear. Raise up your children the ways that they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from them. You said, I pulled my kids from public school. Amen. If they were ever in public school. And it's interesting, if you didn't know this, 86% of those that send their kids into public schools could be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. They're called Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. So there's a whole lot of hypocrisy going on in this country today. So your answer was, Greg Locke, that my kids are homeschooled. Same here. Good job, brother. I totally appreciate that there's people out there standing up for raising up their own kids rather than having their enemies raise up their kids against them. But did you know this? U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos signed on to a radical global declaration that calls for, among other absurdities, brainwashing children to believe the United Nations-backed ideology of total government known as sustainable development under Donald Trump. What say you?
Well, that's a trashy bill. There's no doubt about that.
Isn't this crazy?
You're super more. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, you're well versed in that kind of stuff, and I appreciate that very much.
I'm really not.
Information,
Greg. I'm really not.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of stuff is super unbelievable because, I mean, what they're trying to propagate is, it is. There's no doubt. It's evil. Here, my hope is, at the end of the day, and I don't ride the horse of Donald Trump, although, again, I appreciate the voice that he gives us as evangelicals at this point politically, but that's neither here nor there. What I want people to understand is that he really has surrounded himself, strangely and oddly enough, and more and more and more as things progress in his administration, he's surrounded himself with some very solid, prayer-filled, biblically minded, but maybe some of them are out there a little bit. I get that. I know a whole lot of them, you know. But some of them are some incredibly sound people, and I just have to believe that the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, is working in him and discipling him and moving him. He's definitely and desperately different than he was when he was first, you know, brought into office and inaugurated in 2016. And so I get there's some still improprieties and some problems and some things that I wouldn't, you know, bang the drum of Donald Trump on at the end of the day. But as Amen. Far as I think where we are politically right now, I mean, hey, too bad we're not in a theocracy, you know, the Old Testament. I get it. But because we're not, because we are where we are in America, we are going to have to choose between somebody that's going to be better for the voice of the church than others. And I mean, here's a guy that's keeping our churches open. Here's a guy that's fighting for that. Here's a guy that's at least willing to use the name of Jesus often and also allow others. I mean, he really has given some people some great platforms to be able to preach, to be able to give testimonies and things on a very national and international level. And so I have to give him kudos on that. I just have to really believe that the Lord behind the scenes is grooming him and discipling him and growing him into the person of the follower that he truly needs to be. So I don't believe he's there yet. I believe he's a baby Christian. I believe he's immature in a lot of areas. But so were we all. And
well,
so
you,
I don't want to expect him, just because he's the president, you know, to be where I am now after 30 years, you know, and he's only been in it for just a little while.
Right. And I guess what I want you to know more than anything now that I'm thinking about it is I don't want you believing that your rights come from Donald Trump. They don't come from Joe.
My rights come from God.
Amen. Amen. Okay, good. With that said, you know, Charles D. Montesquieu is one of the signers along with John Locke and William Blackstone. He's the one that said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. There's a lot of people in this country that are doing what the law does not permit. You know, I like to say it this way, Greg, because I hear it all day long. You know, the right and the left. Okay, the Republicans and the Democrats. When the Republicans are in party, people are led to believe that they're a government unto themselves and they can do whatever they want. That's not true. The same thing with the Democrats. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Constitution, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and 99 other party affiliations are completely unconstitutional. We're a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by party affiliations in any sense of the word.
Sure.
You said something just a couple minutes ago, the lesser of two evils, and I kind of hit it right before the last hard break. Did you know that the lesser of two evils are really the options that have been given unto us by the powers that are tolerated? People say that they're sick and tired of the establishment. But did you know, Greg, that there was 1,156 other presidential candidates running for the United States presidency, and you didn't hear a peep about them? Why? Because they don't want us to know that we have real options. But go ahead.
No. I'm listening to you. That's a lot of candidates.
Oh, it's craziness. It's craziness. And we didn't hear from any of them. Have a friend, Michael Peruca.
Except Kanye West.
Oh, yeah. It was, come on, really? Are we really that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, are we really that bad off at this point? But really, it comes to this. I wanted to hit a couple other things, too, as well. If you remember right, Donald Trump also said that he never repented because he felt that he never did anything wrong. He said, quote, unquote, I haven't asked for forgiveness. I wanted to ask you another question about prosecution draining the swamp. Because for a year and a half on the presidential campaign trail, he promised to prosecute, to bring a special prosecutor to the likes of Hillary Clinton. And, of course, Barack Obama was in there because he called him out for treason. Donald Trump also called out Joe Biden for his treason. But now going back to Hillary Clinton, did you know that 41 seconds into his presidential campaign victory speech, did you know that he said that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country? 41 seconds into it, and we look at it 5 years later. Who is he prosecuting? And put that up against Psalm 12:8. I mean, we're in trouble. Justice and judgment guards our liberty. That's what it says on the Supreme Court. If we have a government that doesn't enforce the law, then what's their purpose? And if we look at the history of a Machiavelli, what took place, they were destroyed because the people tolerated corruption in their government. Did you also know, Greg, that 55 new gun legislation, unconstitutional, though they be, the first 500 days of Donald Trump's administration, 55 legislative acts were brought in through 26 governors, a majority of them of being the good guys, that's how they're sold to us concerning the Republicans, undermining our Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. As a matter of fact, Eric Pratt from Gun Owners of America pulled his support, and he told them if he continues to go down this line, we're going to make it public that this is what you're attempting to do. He completely backed out of it. So, again, just going back to, and this finally, I think it's important, and because Jesus is very clear about this, and again, I want your thoughts on this, is that whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. When I think of Donald Trump marrying three different women, that's two women too many. I think about it the fact that if he can't be faithful to God, he can't be faithful to his wife. And if he can't be faithful to his wife, how is he going to be faithful to the people that he's supposed to serve? Your thoughts, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as the first thing that you had mentioned about him talking about the repentance and the non-confession of his sins and stuff like that. Now, since that time, I mean, that was a debacle of what he said. Since that time, I have talked to several of his faith leaders and people that said that they were actually with him in the room when he had his come to Jesus, Holy Spirit conviction moment. So I can't really deny the reality of what happened in that room. I'm just going to have to see the growth or the lack of growth, you know, in his life and kind of be able to attest to that. So, yeah, I mean, he had some great improprieties and some nonsense going on in his past. I tell people, look, it's going to be very difficult to hold somebody's past against them if indeed we believe in gospel redemption.
Yes.
And time will tell. Like you said, by their fruits you shall know them. And so I pray that there has been repentance and confession and there has been gospel redemption, because if there has,
Amen.
You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17, there's going to be a transformation. You know,
Amen.
A salvation that doesn't change your life will not save your soul, that is for sure. And so there's got to be that divine transformation of heart. And so I'm praying that we see more of that as he's discipled and as he's brought into a few things. But there's no doubt about the fact that there's things in his past that are uber sketchy, uber sinful, uber, you know, ungodly. And we just have to believe that God's going to, you know, disciple him from that. And I'm praying that he can make some public declarations of that.
Amen.
And so I can understand why people would be like, oh, my goodness, look at this guy's past. Well, we all have one.
Right.
But let's forget those things in the past and trust that indeed real transformation and discipleship biblically will take place in his life.
Right. And what we want is that real gospel, too, where Jesus says to the woman that was caught in adultery in John 8, go and sin no more. That's real grace. And what does that grace do? It empowers us to do what Christ has led us to do, Romans 8:14, by the Holy Ghost. We got Pastor Greg Locke with us. We got about probably less than 30 seconds. Greg, I don't want you to get mad at me because that was not my intent. I think you're a cool guy. I really like what I see out there, but I had to pull you up on the show. Would you do a second show with me, my friend?
I sure would, man. No problem whatsoever.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure everybody sees that we're on the same page with doing a second show, and I will make a fleece in the next couple weeks, I'm sorry, and we'll see if we can't get you back on. And again, brother, I appreciate what you're doing. Keep taking a stand. Keep being bold-faced the way that you are. And again, I appreciate you jumping on the show with us today.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.